to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
Oh, I'm glad you folks couldn't hear that. Me singing along with the Steve Voss during the intro to this program. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the National Intel Report. It is Monday, the 21st of January, 2008. Let me do this. Let me go back to the phones. Let me snag a couple more calls here, and then I want to get into this issue here of what happened in jolly old England today. It is not pleasant, and it is shades of things to come tomorrow morning when the stock market opens in this country. And do you think, with Mr. Ben Bernanke coming out and said, yes, there's going to be rate cuts, that the market would drop? Kind of amazing. George Bush comes out with a stimulus package. The market drops like a lead balloon last Friday. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the stock market opens in the morning. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
And, yeah, that was one of the things I was going to bring up. With the markets, the foreign markets, the way they went, the one thing about the Martin Luther King holiday is it sort of put off what probably would have been a Black Monday for the U.S. stock market. I have a feeling that tomorrow is going to be something to behold. I mean, you're going to see some real panic, I think.
Yes, you are.
I noticed that silver was up 30 and gold was up $2.50. And people are really starting to pay attention to the metals. And I think that, you know, this whole situation is just, they're dropping the economic hammer on us. That's what they're doing. This is not happening with, you know, it's not just some accident, something that just happened. This is all planned, and if it does go down the way I think it does, it's going to be up to us to remind the American people that it wasn't what we did, it's what the government did, it's what the federal, well, not the federal, but the Fed did, and we're going to have to remind them who was responsible for this. Because I have a feeling that the economy and things are going to get so bad that people are just going to be absolutely amazed at what's going to be happening in the streets of America.
Well, and, you know, we've made this prediction before, and Bob Chapman, which he'll be with me tomorrow as usual, yeah, there's some real, real problems here. And there are no solutions about this. And what I have been seeing is the proverbial Band-Aid, you know, on the cut jugular vein here, and it's not going to do anything. The problem, and getting back to Ron Paul here for a second, yeah, Phyllis Schlafly, if people have been wondering why people that have been big Reagan supporters and groups and have a lot of influence in this country, why they've not come out for Ron Paul, well, I'm at liberty to say this. They're holding back in the support of Mr. Ron Paul because of how his campaign is being run. And the position that they're taking is, look, if this guy can't run a campaign any better than this, what the heck makes you think that once he gets in the White House, he can be able to pick a cabinet that's going to be of any earthly use? These are pretty strong words coming from Phyllis Schlafly.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Steve in Ohio, anything else, sir?
Well, yeah, I just want to say, John, I think you're absolutely right about the campaign of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Today he raised about $1.25 million so far. And, you know, that's pretty good. But, you know, all the money in the world isn't going to get him anywhere if we don't have people that can actually get the man elected.
Well, and as I said, the meetings that I had over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, were very intense, very, very to the point, and a lot of truths were spoken. And there was things that I wasn't even aware of, but the people that know best how to make this man's campaign succeed, they have been frozen out. And that is more than a crying shame, because there's a lot of people that want Ron Paul to succeed. But as I've said on the air, and this is no secret, that this campaign has outstripped the ability of Mr. Lou Moore and the likes up there. This has outstripped their capability to handle it. And it's frustrating a lot of people. And as I said, there are many people that want to throw their support behind Ron Paul, and they're scratching their head going, wait a minute here. If this is shades of things to come, if this guy can't get his campaign headquarters in order, how in this wonderful world here do you expect us to back him if his campaign is not even being run correctly?
Yeah, and you know, John, it's kind of sad because Ron Paul, his ideas, it's his ideas more than the man.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with Ron Paul, his personality, or anything else. It's what he is talking about. It's about freedom. It's about liberty.
Yes.
It's about, you know, it just, it's so frustrating to see this.
Well, and let me say this, which is the antithesis of what these other people seeking this office are about. And I don't care if it's Obama or Clinton or Mr. Kucinich or Mitt Romney or John McCain or Fred Thompson or anybody else. Given an even shot, given the proper venue and the proper support, and let me underscore about 999 times here, support, because that in a campaign is most important. Your support is your staff. Your support is the people that will groom you the best. Make sure that you are 100% when you do make a public appearance, that you have your facts and you have your agenda to put forth to the American people, that all the T's be crossed and all the I's dotted. You cannot believe, and again, I'm not being cagey here, I'm not being coy or cute, but I am here to tell you that there are people that have been with this man for so many years, I can't even add them up, that have been scratching their head, and they are at the point right now that they're slathering, they're so damn mad. So these are the issues that are being discussed, and I'll be honest with you, we have the ability, through Ron Paul's Friends of Ron Paul USA .com, Mr. Mills, which I had on this program last week, we have the ability to fuel the boots on the ground, not officially connected with the Ron Paul campaign, but through some careful coordination, money being put in the right places for airtime, for commercials, radio ads, TV ads, print, anything you can imagine that takes place within a political campaign. We have people that are sitting there and going, wait a minute here, Houston, we have a problem. And until these issues are addressed and corrected, that should have been corrected 6 months ago, that the money is not going to be there, the support of a lot of famous people in this country is not going to be coming forth. And if we have these, I'm not going to say it's going to be a cakewalk to get this guy in the White House, but it's going to remove a lot of obstacles.
Well, you know, John, I hope that does come to pass. I just hope that the people that are doing what they're doing now will realize that, step aside, allow people that know what they're doing to get in there and get this man elected so that we can get this country back into proper order.
Absolutely. And then
okay,
that,
John, let's go.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate your call, Steve. And that was the topic of conversation. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
It's great to talk to you.
Thank you,
John. And, oh, gosh, I've heard so much here. You know, I always told you whenever I call or tell you, I start out on one thing, and then my mind gets onto this and that.
I got a suggestion for you. When you call in, hit your bullet points, and if there's anything that was covered by the time we get to you, scratch them off your list and just hit your high points and roll on with it.
Okay. I think I've pretty well done that in my mind, such that it is. The Martin Luther King thing, he wasn't the only one killed because he got out of bounds with the powers that be. John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, George Wallace even. I think the whole thing is tied together. Anyone that challenges the establishment better look out.
Well, and there is carefully coordinated agendas in order to whip the populace in the direction that they need to go. And when somebody starts thinking outside that box, they're no longer considered an asset. They're a detriment, and they have to be dealt with.
Absolutely. And that's just quick. I just wanted to put that one to rest there. Matter of fact, I will add this on. I have African-American friends, and I've told them about this and about a lot of other things. You'd be surprised how attuned they are. Not just the lady you talk to. They're the ones that listen to me. I can tell where I live here in Oklahoma. I can just go up and tell people where I used to work. I'm retired now. And they've got their own, they got their blinders on. They've got that, you know, Fox Network thing going.
Mm-hmm.
They won't listen to me. I've had one tell me one time I was showing him stuff on the internet. He said, and he just kept repeating like a robot, "I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I'm serious."
No, and what he should have been saying, you should have been putting the words in his mouth. "I don't want to believe it. I can't believe it."
Yeah.
Not that I don't believe it, is if I believe it, well, then where am I at? Because
it knocks his paradigm out. It knocks his world. What do they call it? It's cognitive dissonance.
That's right.
Everything he's believed in his life, and suddenly he doesn't want it shattered. And I was glad that mine was shattered about 3 years ago. Okay, now, second point here. Let's go to, I heard of one of your a program, I don't know, on some network, and I don't know if it was yours or not, but at least they, there's an organization called LEAP, LEAP.cc. It's law enforcement against prohibition. And I'll just put in a quick word for this. I'm a former law enforcement officer, and I think this whole war on drugs is the biggest bunch of BS I've ever seen.
Well, and you know what they're doing in England? I was looking at a story today. In order to further curtail the auto deaths in England, what they're going to do is start randomly sampling drivers, motorists, as they like to call them in England, and give them breathalyzer tests. You know, you no longer have to be have probable cause. We're just going to be proactive in this thing, and we're going to be proactive to the point where you don't have any rights. You're going to have to prove yourself innocent.
And I'm afraid that's coming here.
Well, of course it is.
And you know, even though, why don't they just take the Constitution out of that, you know, that bomb-proof thing, you know, that copy? Why don't they just take it out and shred it? Let's forget about it. They're going to act that way. They don't pay any attention to it.
Well, and they've used it, they've given it lip service because it's what most Americans still believe, that we are a constitutional republic. Well, constitutional democracy now. It's been upgraded. But no, and people like your friend there that, "I don't believe it, I don't believe it, I don't believe it." Well, yeah, he doesn't want to believe it because there's going to be such a shift in his paradigm of thought that he's going to be left with stark reality. This is not how things you perceive them to be. Here, in actuality, here's how they are.
Yeah. And next point. The Ron Paul campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're coming up on a break here. The Ron Paul campaign. This is somewhat mystifying me right now, what's going on here. It's been rolling along, and then now all of a sudden it's kind of like the air is going out of the sails. And I know what you've been, and I know I've talked to you off air before, too. You're a straight shooter. I've been in radio myself, too, besides law enforcement. And do you think, and I'll ask you this as a question, do you think, now, I'm not a professional paranoid, but there are conspiracies out there. And I've talked to a good friend of mine who's a political consultant in the state, and he's rather well known, but I won't mention his name, but I've known him since college.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Democrat, I'll give you that. And I used to be one, but now I don't care anymore. I know the paradigm. I've broken that. But I've told him, and he kind of criticizes. He says, "You should stop listening to that conspiracy radio." And I've told him, I said, "Look, I don't believe everything is a conspiracy. That's what people think about it. No, everything's not a conspiracy. But there are some things that are. And if two or more people get together to do something, that's a conspiracy."
And what's your question about this?
And my question about that is, do you think the Ron Paul, do you think there's possibly provocateurs at work in there?
Not at the highest levels.
Okay.
Incompetence.
Okay.
No. I don't think that there's people leading Ron Paul around by the nose that are in the other camp, so to speak. No, they're just people that are well-meaning, but not designed to do the job that's required of them to do in a political campaign of this nature. And with that, I bid you farewell, Clarence. We've got to get on with the program. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
To the phones. Chris in Tennessee. Hello, Chris. Are you there, Chris? There he is. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Great show as usual, John.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on the Martin Luther King issue, and I'm African American myself, and what a lot of black folks do not understand is that the Civil Rights Movement and the Civil Rights Act, all it did was create another form of slavery.
Right.
Then they had to add on these other mechanisms like the EEOC, affirmative action. None of this stuff ever worked. It's just an illusion of something to force people into just another form of slavery. And when I tell my own people that, they look at me like I've lost my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I try to convey to them that, look, this is all this is just another form of slavery. And you hit the nail right on the head. If people were just given their constitutional rights, we would have been further along in this society and in the United States than we would have been with the Civil Rights Act, plain and simple.
Chris, the most maddening thing about this is to watch the race card being played.
Ugh.
For people to declare that a race of people are inferior. I don't know if you heard the call from Alaska several days ago, but it was one that was, I'm sure he was well-intended, but he was there to point out the differences. Yeah, rather than the similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of this crap have you heard in your lifetime? I know I've heard enough.
I've heard it a lot. I mean, you have to understand, I come from a multicultural family, so I've got it from both ends.
I bet you did.
Of the race card, from my own people and from my grandmother's side.
Yeah.
So I caught it from all ends. Mm-hmm. But this is the thing that people just do not understand. They rather stay in that old same mindset. And this is just things that people have been taught. And my grandmother and my grandfather were taught differently, so therefore I was taught differently. But when you try to teach people what the facts are, they look at you like, you think the civil rights movement was a joke? No, it wasn't a joke. Martin Luther King was assassinated because he was getting ready to tell people what the rest of the truth was. He never got it. And people in his own camp who were black helped set him up.
That's right. Yeah,
and that's what people refuse to listen to.
And do you agree with my assessment here of the guy that put on the Million Man March in Washington, Mr. Farrakhan?
Look, the Nation of Islam, you can say, anybody can say what they want about that. That was a CIA op from Jump Street. That's all it was. When you go to the so-called Honorable Elijah Muhammad, there was nothing honorable about that man at all.
And you know what I did, Chris? I made sure that Mr. Farrakhan had the basic and rudimentary understanding years ago, better than 10 years ago. And we made sure, and we were going to see which way he was going to jump. And he did as expected. But he knows the game plan. He knows exactly who the controllers and manipulators are. And he did not act on them. Because with the power of the media, and that was a very powerful thing in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to see the Masonic reflecting pool with tens of thousands of people. If Mr. Farrakhan would have been honest and open and basically said to the black population in this country, hey, you've been double-tapped.
Mm-hmm.
You were slaves. You think you've been liberated. Your slavery is even greater now.
Exactly, and that's what disappointed me with the old Million Man March. He never dealt with any truth, and as quiet as is kept, he never has.
That's right.
Because he's part of the mind slave mentality, what they want in Washington. He's part of that goat.
And what I'm trying to do here, and we're being successful, it's moving along rather quickly, is we're going to get to the more influential in this country, and we already have been, and they are listening, and they are listening intently. And there are common ground. It exceeded my expectations. And
that's awesome, John.
And it is, because, you know, we don't have the time anymore to discuss issues that are contrary to the furtherance of our freedom and our liberty and our lives, literally our lives in this country. But there are those that want to keep mixing it up, those that want to keep us fighting while the program continues. And that's exactly what's going on. So I'm not living under any illusions here. I know exactly what I'm dealing with, and I know exactly what I'm doing. And speaking honestly and frankly to these people, they understand, and you're going to see some amazing things. I mean, this might be one issue that they whack me over, but quite frankly, I don't care, because there are many people behind me that are going to pick up this gauntlet and move on, so they can whack 1,000 John Statmullers. Quite frankly, I don't care. I need a nice nap.
Well, you know what? They can take down one Statmuller, another one will pop up, because I'm gonna say something to you right now, and this is real important. To me, you, Michael Herzog, Robbie Noel, have educated me, and you continue to educate me. So even if they take you down, they got to take me with it, because I'll be right there, right behind you.
No, stand beside me.
Well, I'll be standing right beside you.
Right.
Because they'll have to take us all down, John, plain and simple. They will have to take us all down, because there's a thing that's happening that I see that's coming along, and people are starting to wake up. It's just that we have to get more people, as you say, with the boots on the ground. That's why I said you and Michael Herzog and Robbie Noel and the guys, Rob Bishop, all you guys have inspired me to start doing some things and start getting the word out.
Chris,
doing what needs to be done instead of, you know, and not sitting around, because I can't sit around anymore and watch our country being ripped apart at the seams.
Chris, we've got a break here. I thank you for your call and your support, and please, don't be a stranger.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Folks, hang on a second. I'll get back to your calls here in a minute, but this is important. I want to put this out because this is a heads up of what's going to be happening with our markets tomorrow morning. This is london.co.uk. The stock market was in meltdown today as nearly $60 billion was wiped off the London shares as fears of a U.S. recession sparked a global sell-off. Now, do you think this is just localized in this country? Maybe we're kind of in a recession. Maybe there's a 40, 50% chance that we may be headed to recession? No. These are people that understand money and finances, and there were the major sell-off over there today. The bloodbath saw the FTSE, kind of akin to our stock exchange here, plummet by 5.5%. And I guess that would be equated with the NYSE, losing 323.5 points to close at 5578.2, its biggest one-day point drop since September 11 terrorist attack in 2001. The FTSE has now fallen by around 10% in the last 10 days, by around 15% over the last month, and is well on its way to being off 20% since its most recent high of 6754 just 6 months ago. before the world's banking system was sent spiraling. It is also the worst start to the year for the stock market since records began in 1936. According to David Buick, I think that's B-U-I-K, I hope I didn't butcher his name too bad, of BGC Partners, said, "I smell the acrid stench of fear and uncertainty." And he's a market commentator. Shares across Europe also dived, and Asian stock markets suffered heavily overnight losses as fears over the health of the world's biggest economy swept through markets across the globe. The falls followed Friday's falls for the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Wall Street, when investors were left unimpressed by the U.S. government's tax relief plans to spur the economy. And let me just digress here for a second. We're worried about a stimulus package in this country. I don't care if it's $150 billion or 10 times that amount. It is not going to do any good. This is a feel-good. This is a psychological band-aid for people here in this country. It is not anywhere close to being a solution. You know what the solution is? If the government's worried about taxes, well, let's have an economy that generates taxes. 80% of the manufacturing has been shipped out of the country. Who did that directly affect? The middle class. What does the middle class pay? They pay a lot of taxes. But yet you'll hear these politicians talk about, it's unfair, the tax structure in this country, the corporations are not paying enough. You've been paying attention to what happened in California? Schwarzenegger, you know, the wannabe presidential candidate, did something very, very unfavorable in California. He's slashing the budgets. He's whacking and hacking of stuff he knows he can't pay for. Because it is within the California Constitution that they must have a balanced budget. Not kind of sort of pull out the checkbook. Yeah, let me write this check against, say, the future generations. No state can do that. That's why you always hear the budgetary talks about states. You don't hear that out of the government, the FedGov, now do you? Let me continue with this, and we'll get back to your calls. The falls, as I said, followed Friday's falls of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And keep in mind, this is after George Bush came out with his grand plan here on putting the Band-Aid on the patient that's in ICU that's headed toward the basement via stretcher called the morgue. Rumors that the Bank of China may become the largest banking giant to reveal a financial hit from the collapse of America's subprime mortgage market also tested investor nerves. And here again, they keep referring back to the subprime mortgage debacle. That's only the tip of the proverbial iceberg, folks. Derivatives that has grown to $725 trillion that have absolutely no bank backing. The banks worldwide are 1.4 quadrillion upside down. Now, these are real facts and figures that will not hit the airwaves. And for the people on Wall Street that want to keep you spending, yes, we're going to spend our way out of debt. That is tantamount. You're in your fishing boat. You've got a bad leak. So in the bottom of the boat, I'm going to put another hole in there so I can let the water out for the water that's coming in. That is about the pretzel logic that they have come out with. You cannot spend your way out of debt, folks. and some people are actually buying this. Do you understand now why the Republicans have no real front runner here? Everybody smells a rat. Although it may not be articulated, and they may not know all the facts, this political cycle, it's not taking hold with the general brouhaha and the waving and the confetti and the funny little hats and the signs and all the people screeching and being happy about absolutely nothing. The show has lost its appeal. The fall in the FTSE came after figures revealed a record government borrowing deficit for December of roughly £8 billion. Let me correct that. Howard Archer of Forecasters Global Insight said The chancellor's target of cutting public sector borrowing next fiscal year now looks like wishful thinking. Big fallers included Woolsey, the building supply company, which reported a 40% drop in profits. The grim economic outlook comes as Gordon Brown has announced a rescue plan for the ailing Northern Rock. The Treasury aims to sell millions of government-backed bonds, which will effectively prop up the bank, a move which is likely to make it more attractive to private investors. The news sent shares in the stricken bank soaring this morning. Mark Outen, senior trader at GFT Global Markets, said there is a general nervousness in the markets at the moment over the economic slowdown. Scratch that. Meltdown. Last week, the index dipped. They said slowdown. I say meltdown. See, they're not being brave enough with their terminologies. Not yet. They got to be boiling in oil first before they'll tell the truth. Last week, the index dropped below the $6,000 barrier for the first time since the start of the credit crunch in August. And the story goes on with more examples of this, but needless to say, the cash is coming in to bail some banks here in the United States out. And there is a big scramble for cash. But it is nothing that is going to have any benefit for a long-term fix because they are so upside down. For short-term, they're allowing people to buy right in. The for sale sign is out. The welcome mat has been put down. Anybody that's anybody with a bag full of money, hey, come on in. We're drowning here. Devastated by tightening credit markets and the mortgage mess, Wall Street firms have sent out the SOS. Their cries have been answered in large part by overseas investors, which have agreed to inject billions of dollars into America's biggest banks. The rescue effort has been led by investment funds run by foreign governments, also known as sovereign wealth funds, which have forged a string of deals in recent months. With the U.S. economy limping along, expect more deals. And let me just go to some of the deals to tell you where some of this money is coming from. Citigroup, the financial giant, has raised about $20 billion since November, mostly from sovereign wealth funds. Citi also plans to raise an additional $2 billion through the public sale of preferred securities. Who's buying? The Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, the world's largest sovereign wealth fund, the Government of Singapore Investment Corporation, which manages Singapore's reserves, Saudi Prince Alawid bin Talal. Let's switch over to Merrill Lynch here. Under the new CEO, John Thain, the company has raised $12.8 billion from a long list of investors based primarily in Asia and the Middle East. Who's buying? Sovereign wealth funds like Singapore's, and I think this is Temasek Holdings, Korean Investment Corporation, the Kuwait Investment Authority, Mizuho Corporate Bank, the investment banking unit of Japanese financial giant Mizuho Financial Group, Morgan Stanley. While the broker hasn't suffered as deeply as Citi and Merrill, it still found it necessary to shore up its capital base. The company received a $5 billion infusion late last year. Who's buying? The state-run China Investment Corporation, which grabbed headlines when it took a stake in the private equity titan Blackstone Group last summer. Bear Stearns, the brokerage house, struck a deal with Chinese investment bank last October, with two firms agreeing to invest $1 billion in each other. Well, who's buying that one? CITIC Securities Company, one of China's largest state-run banks, which made a dual listing in Hong Kong and Shanghai last year. But these aren't even mid-level fixes, folks. These are just rudimentary. Give me some money or we're going out of business. This has nothing to do with the real problems that these banks have. It is just simply allowing a little bit more cash flow so they can function for another few days to quiet the calm fears, and or to rather calm the fears, I should say, of people here in this country. Do you think they were a little bit nervous today looking at the overseas stock markets? Wait till it hits tomorrow morning. And the president's plunge protection team, they might as well go out and start selling apples on the street corners, because it is going to have no net effect. They'll try to inject some more money into the market tomorrow, but it is not going to have any effect whatsoever. And I can tell you, when you look at the markets and the plunge protection team is doing its job, they go in there to stabilize it. You'll see the Dow Jones Industrial Average maybe up 5, 10 points, maybe lose 5 or 10 points. No big deal. That's the government pumping funds into the market to try to stabilize it, to let everybody at least have a day off from a hectic trading day. Let's go back to the phones here. Brian in Arkansas. Thanks for holding, Brian.
Hey, John. It's Brian Brown in Melbourne, Arkansas. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, guy called a little while ago and said something about LEAP. He heard that on the Officer Jack McClam show Sunday from 12 to noon at 2 o'clock on your network. That's where he heard of that. The caller about a half an hour ago said something about states' rights. Was the Civil War or the Civil Rights Movement? But actually, that goes back to the Civil War, and the Civil War was really about states' rights. It wasn't really about slavery, and ever since then, they have just had this big federal government power grab. And the 14th Amendment, there's some discord about Section 1 of the 14th Amendment, where they have the capital U or the capital S for United States citizens that made us all slaves. So I don't know. But I just wanted to mention that. We have to remember not to fall for the false left-right paradigm, Republican-Democrat or playing the race card or whatever. It's the old divide-and-conquer theory. And I think Ron Paul has done a good job at bringing some Democrats around to register for Republicans. So that's about all I have to say.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Brian echoes what we have been saying on this program for a long, long time. Trish in Alaska. Hello, Trish.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi.
I wanted to bring about some points on the grassroots movement. And, yeah, everybody does smell a rat. You pointed that out real well. But they don't know what the rat is.
Mm-hmm.
And for my and by the way, I didn't hear whoever the jerk was who called in from Alaska this last week. But he does not, he doesn't represent us Alaskans. My companion and I are both senior citizens. He's 75, I'm 65. We live in an Athabascan Native village just out of Fairbanks, Alaska. And we live quite well with mixed races here and get along great. And mm-hmm. that's the general concept here.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get that out, a plug for Alaskans. Now, I also wanted to say it's not the man. It's not Ron Paul. It's the movement that people need to really be focused on, because the divisions, if the powers that be can divide us, that's their end goal. And we're not going to alter what's coming, the coming crash. The only thing I think we can hope for is to get somebody there in the White House
that's going
to be able to know what the heck to do when it does happen.
And out of the entire field on both sides of the aisle, do you see any hope at all?
None.
Neither do I.
Well, Dennis Kucinich, every once in a while, when they're not whacking him about flying saucers.
Well, Dennis is a sincere soul. He believes in what he believes. But Dennis has some really cockamamie ideas. And I wished I could purge those from his memory basket, but I don't think that that's going to be possible. He is a sincere man. I mean, he does have his principles, and he does stick by them, but he's not half the man that Ron Paul is, that's for sure. But
no,
I agree with you, Trish, that it is not necessarily man, it is the message. But the problem is that this is coming, and we've got to have somebody in that White House that is going to be able to deal with this. And the only way that we can deal with it is, and it's not going to be from Mr. Huckleberry from Arkansas, and it's not going to be Mitt Romney, or it's not going to be John McCain, and it's not going to be any of these people. It is just not possible, and a lot of people feel that. That's why you're seeing these primaries right now. They're waffling all over the place. I mean, the people in South Carolina that basically wanted to tar and feather John McCain and they went with George Bush, now they're coming out for John McCain. They're still confused. They are still confused.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you just what my companion, he and I had decided, what could we do? I'd like to share this with you and with the general listening public. We decided to go ahead and order from you 25 of the From Freedom to Fascism discs,
mm-hmm.
and have them delivered here. And we're also going to try out of the Fairbanks Ron Paul group to see if we can get a hold of some bumper stickers. And then what we decided we would do was we would set up public talks and we would show this movie to the public. Anybody will get it advertised in our local little tiny radio,
mm-hmm.
and get it advertised. Anybody who wants to come, let them see the movie. Because we are believing
Trish,
that...
do me a favor, and you've got to put this in your planning stage here. You're going to have a first showing,
yeah.
Your numbers will be greater for the second showing.
Okay.
Okay? Because
yeah.
I'll tell you what's going to happen here. You're going to have a probably pretty good crowd that shows up for that, and then word's going to spread, and people are going to want to see it again. And what you
okay.
want to do is bring the people back in under the roof here to show that again. And you can create some synergy up there that might surprise you.
No, I don't think it'll surprise me.
Okay.
Everybody's running around scratching their head wondering what in the heck is the problem.
Yeah.
And that movie shows very much what the problems are and how and there are definite things that we can do to make positive change. I think what's
hey, hang on a second, Trish. I got to take the break. Stay where you're at, Yvonne Wayne, and I'll get as many calls in as I can right after this.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
All right, we're back. Trish, if you would briefly sum up here, if you would.
Okay, just really we wanted to point out that anybody could do what we're doing. We're on Social Security. We've got very little income, but we've gone ahead and printed flyers out off of our computer, and we're talking to our neighbors. And like I said, we want to show this movie. We ordered 25 of the discs. Mm-hmm. We plan on getting some to our state troopers and other people who hear, we feel are the movers and shakers. It's all about educate and empower people. People do know there's something going on, but they can't put their finger on it because they don't know what it is. You got to tell them what it is. Once they see it, boom.
Then they can figure it out from there.
That's right.
All right. Trish, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for your efforts up there. And that's an outstanding idea of getting to the people with badges on, because they've been told that, well, these people that are talking about the Constitution so much and talking about the IRS, these are potential terrorists. Well,
oh, there's a lot of moose fodder out there. You just got to talk it down.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks, Trish.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Yvonne Michaels in Nevada. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi. I've moved from Arizona to Nevada. Bad place. I'm calling about Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I've been donating to his campaign since the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I sent a check out last month, and I inverted some numbers on the zip code, got it back. Thought about it for quite a while. I tore the check up, and I wrote to Jeff Greenspan discussing what the problem was. I didn't believe that he was a stupid man or naive man. Was one scenario. Another scenario that his campaign had been infiltrated, and I just heard you say you didn't believe that it had.
No, I don't think that it has.
But it's very difficult for me to believe that it hasn't been, because he has been, Mr. Paul, he's been in government for a long time. He knows exactly how it works. He knew he was putting his life up and that of his family. And I thought, well, maybe his family, you know, they threaten his family.
No.
But I suspected that he was, you know, prepared for that. So I'm...
He's fully
I'm left, he's, not really knowing what to do, because he's supporting our freedom and, you know, to stand up and fight, but he's not fighting.
Well, if you're talking about the issue in New Hampshire about them trying to fix the vote.
And then it happened here in Nevada, and I believe it happened someplace else. And he's just letting them get by with it, and that's what's wrong with our government to begin with.
Well, and you've got to understand about running a campaign that you can't drop everything you have to go fight and put out a small fire. You know,
but can't he say, yes, do a recount?
Well, it would have cost them about $50,000. The Granny Warriors out there got the 50 grand together. We'll have an update on that story, but you got to understand how campaigns are run.
Uh-huh.
And for this guy, he's stretched as it is, trying to hit the campaign trail, still trying to hold up his obligations as being a seated congressman.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Paul, do not sell this man short. And we'll be talking about this further in the coming days. But,
okay, well, I'm glad, because I didn't know that part about the money. I thought he could just tell someone, yes, you guys go and do the recount, because we are doing the recount.
Right. Yvonne, I'm out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Okay,
folks,
thanks.
Be with me tomorrow, Bob Chapman Tuesday. I'll see you then.